Welcome to the second hour of the WINY Talk Show. Call 928-1350 to be heard. Telephone lines are open, so call now.
We're back for the second hour of the WINY Talk Show. I'm your host, Bob Young, and we are joined in studio by Robert E. Smanek, who is the president and CEO of Day Kimball Healthcare, and Dr. John M. Graham, MD, who is vice president for medical affairs and quality. Gentlemen, good morning, and thank you so much for coming this morning. I come from a family of nurses, and I don't recall there ever being a time like this.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Bob.
And my hope is that this can be an ongoing dialogue, because things are changing by the day. I mean, the opinions we express today may not be true tomorrow. So, you know, let's keep this going on an ongoing basis. I'm just going to start with this. We're seeing full-page ads taken out in, I believe, in the Turnpike Buyer and in local publications, warning us, I mean, even mentioning closing of Day Kimball Hospital. Could you succinctly, and for the benefit of a layperson and other people who are listening, tell us what pressures are leading you to express those opinions?
Sure, Bob. I'll start. There's a couple of factors that are going on in healthcare in general. Transformation of care, really a shift to focus in the community, to focus on patients, and to really focus on change in delivery has been happening nationwide and is happening in our community. And Day Kimball has been a very active participant, and Dr. Graham heading up our quality, I know, will comment on that. It's just a tremendous effort that's going is ongoing. What we're seeing is a continuation of a reduction in payment by the state for a growing population that we serve that is covered by Medicaid. It began in 2012 when there was a rescission made after our budget year actually got started. It carried forward into the two-year budget cycle of 14 and 15 in the summer of 2013, where significant reductions were made. The combined impact on Day Kimball was $11 million in reduction over that time period. And now, once again, with this proposed budget from our administration, continued cuts, increased taxes, and continued cuts in care. And it has gotten to the point where Day Kimball is at financial risk. And given that the budget is a political process, we feel obligated to inform our community and ask our community to become educated in this and hopefully speak out on our behalf.
All right, let's help them out a little bit. We'll use small numbers. The state comes along and says, Day Kimball, and we won't get into the real details of this, but we're going to tax you $10. But don't worry, Day Kimball, because after you pay us the $10, we're going to give you back the $10. And the reason we're doing that is because I want to go to the federal government and ask them for $10.
Right.
So, and that's how we started in 2011.
Correct.
But then the governor, for reasons I'm not going to editorialize on, right, you know, you paid him the $10. And he only gave you back $5,
right?
You know, and going forward, you gave him the $10, and he only gave you back $3. And at the same time, he's getting less reimbursement from the federal government, obviously, because he's only giving you the $5 or the $3. I'm wondering why that makes any sense. Do you guys have any theories on that?
I agree. I think the industry is, in a sense, scratching its head, wondering why we're going down this path. That a program that was designed for states to redistribute monies according to a need within in the state, where there was a distribution, perhaps a maldistribution of economic disparity in a state by collecting monies from an institution and returning it in some relationship to that, the federal government would match that transaction by 50%. Why that hasn't held up is just the economics in some way just seem to slant towards the state feeling that they're still getting enough money from the hospitals.
Well, and we'll get into Mr. Barnes' comment on that later. But is it only what's going on with the state and the state budget that's pressuring you? What else is going on?
There's several layers that are all coming together to hit us. As you point out, the tax relationship, the tax is going up in these next 2 years. The amount that's giving back to hospitals goes up a bit, but not enough to cover that, so there's an increased deficit in tax. The prior 2 years, there was actually a consideration given to a subset of community hospitals across the state. We are identified as low cost and high utilization by both Medicare and Medicaid patients, which provided Dade Kimball $1.3 million in each of the past 2 years to help offset the cuts that we faced in 14 and 15 cycle. The governor's budget removed that, so there's another $1.3 million separate from the tax that gets removed. The governor's budget has what appears to be a relatively arbitrary 5.6% reduction in Medicaid payments to hospitals as the target. That results in an additional $1 million of reduction in each of the next 2 years for Dade Kimball. And then underneath that, the Department of Social Services, DSS, which administers the funds, has been transforming the methodology to pay hospitals and taking that up in effect of January 1 of this year. And that was intended to be revenue neutral, but they are adding to that, again, targeted reductions. So for the laboratory work we do for state-funded patients, there was a 20% reduction in the outpatient laboratory fee just immediately implemented. There's reductions in radiology fees. And then April 1st, the one that really surprised us was this across-the-board reduction in OBGYN physician fees. Since the the presence of OBGYN in maternity service in Northeast Connecticut is based entirely on the hospital, it's another reduction to the hospital. The combined reduction of that is another $400,000.
Has the Affordable Care Act had any effect on this process?
The thing about the Affordable Care Act for Connecticut is we as a state have been fairly generous in our coverage of individuals. So, yes, there is an increase in the number of individuals in the state who are able to access care, but it's a small percentage when compared to other states. And so the fact that that's been used against state hospitals as we're getting a benefit that should be able to offset these cuts really doesn't hold up. And particularly in Northeast Connecticut, there's not been a dramatic increase in coverage, which one would expect, than a dramatic decline in uncollectible funds.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a brief break, and then Dr. Graham, I got a couple questions for you as to the change in how hospitals or doctors are reimbursed and what's going on with private physicians. So we'll take a brief break.
The Sassy Chef Au Hat Fashion Show comes to the Thompson Raceway Restaurant on Saturday, May 9th from 11 to 2. Mistress of Ceremonies Linda Colangelo will feature local male and female community role models donning spectacular hat fashions by Sal McGundy of Jamaica Plain, Boston. Enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres and light luncheon fare by G7 Catering and Jessica Tuesdays, as well as special Mother's Day plants and flowers by Sprucedale Gardens and Hart's Greenhouse. Tickets are just $15 and are located at Victoria Station, Jessica Tuesdays, Chloe's Jewelry and Accessories, The Trinket Shop, or by calling 860-442-3572. Special thanks to our sponsors, WINY Radio, Westview Healthcare Center, Putnam Bank, Stonebridge Press, and the Citizens National Bank. Join us for a festive afternoon and hear about the good work being done to improve the lives of women and girls in Northeast Connecticut. The Sassy Chapeau Hat Fashion Show is proudly presented by the Community Foundation of Eastern Connecticut and the Northeast Connecticut Women and Girls Fund.
It's that time for Wonderland Comics Free Comic Book Day
and so much more. That's right, the Free Comic Book Day with a live WINY broadcast on Saturday at Wonderland Comics for the costume contest with a $100 Wonderland Comics gift card prize. Magazines, posters, t-shirts, action figures. It's an amazing weekend at Wonderland Comics in a live remote from WINY on Saturday at 11 a.m. Don't miss the live remote from WINY on Free Comic Book Day. Saturday, free comics all day.
If you've ever visited Girardi Insurance Services in Putnam, you've noticed their big, beautiful aquarium. But what you probably didn't know is that at night, when everyone goes home, there's a whole other world inside that tank.
I got it. Yeah, how you doing? I'm Tony Anchovy. I'm here to pick up your daughter. I'm going to go out tonight and have a good time, if you know what I mean.
Unfortunately, I do.
Now be nice, dear.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Minow? That's a lovely dress you're wearing. I can see where your daughter gets the good looks.
Charming.
Why, thank you, Anthony.
Is that your car out there?
Yeah, it's a beauty, ain't it? My dad and I restored it down at his shop.
Is it insured?
Oh, absolutely, Mr. Minow. My dad's all about insurance. He's always telling me Girardi Insurance, they're the best. Oh, he's got it all over there. The house, the car, the boat, the camper, the shop. You know, he's even got his life and health insurance over there.
They're so nice there.
Yes, that's right, Anthony. They are the best. Why, we use them too. Come right in, son.
Like them on Facebook and see them online at GirardiInsurance.com.
And we're back on the WINY Talk Show with Bob Smanek, and he's given me permission to call him that, and John Graham, Dr. John. I have one more question for you, Bob, if I could. I pick up the Norwich Bulletin today. Not only do they have the bird flu, and I don't want, well, you know, if people get sick from that, we'll talk. But someone's making money, because when you go to the financial page, it goes, healthcare stocks as a group are on a pace to report revenue growth of 14.2% for the first quarter. So there's a disconnect. Is that part of the just general disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street? Or because there is a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. Are you in a position to comment on that at all?
Sure. It's hard not to comment. I think, one, to recognize that across the country, where institutions are located, where one chooses sort of to operate their business has a big factor in their ability to make money or to not make money. You know, Dake Kimball is in Northeast Connecticut. Its plans and its intent have been to stay in Northeast Connecticut and to serve this population. So it doesn't have the luxury of moving from one area to another. The other is in the sense that everybody appears to continue to get larger. Those who have leverage in this field are starting to see the benefits of that in business negotiations. The risk of that, obviously, is that they lose the local focus and the ability to stay true to their local mission.
What's leverage mean in this context? It means different things in different contexts.
Outside of the federal government relations and the state government with other payers, other insured providers of insurance for residents, those are our big national companies.
Okay. Now, finally, and then I have some questions for Dr. Graham. Bob, are there any plans on the table as we sit here right now for Dake Kimball to either merge with a larger entity or to change its entity at all?
Right. For over a year now, the board of directors has had a committee that has been focused on this topic, has been talking to the major systems that are active in Connecticut or have an interest in Connecticut. So it is a very timely topic and one that's getting quite a bit of attention for all the reasons that one would expect an effort to try to take advantage of having a close relationship with a larger system. But no decisions have been made, and as soon as more form comes around those conversations, we'll be talking with you and in our community.
Okay, but do you think in the long run Dake Kimball is going to be able to remain independent or not?
I think that clearly the trend across this state and the country is to have a closer relationship with systems. So I think, you know, the sense of a totally freestanding entity is probably not sustainable going forward. And so some tighter relationship with a larger system is clearly in the path ahead.
And that's a nice gateway, I think, to get into with Dr. Graham. And John, if I can call you that.
Sure.
You know, you used to drive around town. I mean, this is just a view from a patient, you know, and you'd see Dr. Graham, Dr. Smith, you know, MD. My doctor was up the road. Now I see UConn. Now I see Dake Kimball. And you almost never see the individual physician anymore driving around. And that's a big change. What's doing that? Why is that happening?
Well, I think the economic forces that impacted our area probably earlier than other areas came into effect. It particularly started back when Bob started as the CEO. There were economic forces that were present in our area that necessitated to get medical groups to join together. And part of that was external forces from organizations coming in and trying to get groups to join one group in particular. And then the primary care practices were under the gun financially. They felt the pinch. Reimbursement rates did not keep up to with their costs. And over time, the medical groups were looking for help. They really needed to financially make ends meet. And fortunately, under Bob's leadership, the hospital formed a medical group, and it has changed form slightly over time, but it was kind of a lifeline to these primary care groups particularly, and later other specialties joined in to say, you know, if we have some shared financial expectations, we can do this together. And that's how it started, and it has continued. It is a ability to take groups and then be able to manage them together. It's a challenge, but I think overall we as a group, as a Dick Kimball Medical Group, have done an excellent job, and in my opinion, we are ahead of the curve compared to the rest of the state of Connecticut. That has caused some financial strain on our organization to be able to do that, but we saw it as an absolute need in our community to preserve the primary care physicians in our community to serve our patients. And we then went into the medical home model of care, which Bob, to his credit, brought forward when he came and achieved the leadership here at Dick Kimball. And that has moved forward to the point now where we're one of the few, if only, medical groups in the state that are right at the what's called level three for medical home.
Translate that for me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's a system where you put primary care practices as a central focus. That's the medical home, but then you coordinate care throughout the community. You use now all different services in a coordinated manner in order to achieve better health for the patient. And the ultimate goal is to have well care, not sick care. So our ultimate goal, which I think we are already doing a good job at, is to try to keep patients out of the hospital and try to keep them healthy. And to do that, we have to coordinate care for, say, diabetics and patients that are at higher risk to be admitted to the hospital. We want to do a better job of coordinating that care, keep them healthy, keep them at home, and do that sort of thing. And it's a successful model, but it's not easy to get to that point. But we've had some success.
Too.
Pardon me?
It sounds expensive, too.
Well, it sure is. It has its challenges financially, absolutely.
Okay. Look, we'll take a break, and then I have some more questions in that connection. I think it's a good segue into some other issues I want to get into. We'll take a brief break.
Exceeding all expectations, Putnam Ford. We got more selection, more value, more of what you're looking for. Putnam Ford is the name you trust when service is what you want. Putnam Ford, you can count on us. Come see the fun bunch if you want more.
Hi, this is Rick Place, the leader of the Fun Bunch at Putnam Ford, where low prices mean high quality. If you want to buy your next car from a dealer who exceeds your expectations, then you need Putnam Ford. The Fun Bunch is a quality certified bunch from sales to service, and they'll make your car buying experience a fun one. You can shop the rest, but in the end, you'll shop the best here at Putnam Ford.
Come see the Fun Bunch if you want more. Putnam Ford.
The WINY Sports Crew will head up to Thompson for this week's baseball action as we watch Ellis Tech and Turlot battle it out on the baseball diamond Wednesday afternoon starting at 3:50 right here on WINY 1350 AM and WINYradio.com. High school baseball on WINY is brought to you by Busquets Appliances and TV, Roy's Auto Glass, Dick Kimball Healthcare, the Law Offices of Serentopolis and Serentopolis, Girardi Insurance Services, and the Connecticut Tigers. Hear the
sure.
The new banquet center at the mansion at Bald Hill is ready to be seen, and you're invited to their bridal expo Sunday, May 3rd from 12 to 3. Don't miss the chance to meet over 40 wedding professionals and sample delicious hors d'oeuvres from the mansion at Bald Hill. Admission is free. Pre-register now by calling 974-3456. WINY will broadcast live from the Bridal Expo at the new Banquet Center at the Mansion at Bald Hill, 29 Plain Hill Road in Woodstock, or visit info at mansionatbaldhill.com.
Go see what's going on at WINYradio.com. There's always something to do, always something to see. So go see what's going on at WINYradio.com. Log on and see why we're the voice of the community. Go see what's going on at WINYradio.com.
And we're back on the WINY Talk Show with Dr. John Graham. I'm getting you guys' names mixed up. Maybe I need my eyes checked. And Bob Smanek, who's president and CEO of Day Kimball Hospital. Dr. Graham, you're talking about home-based health where, you know, the objective is to keep people. We don't like repeat customers anymore. We want to, you know, you get out of the hospital. We want to keep you out of the system, you know. And it's true also, isn't it, that compensation from insurers and even the government and the like are shifting so that, well, let me use an example. For now, I need an x-ray. You know, I go and I get the x-ray. My insurance company and me for the deductible, whatever that is, are billed for the x-ray. And if I go to my doctor, it's a doctor visit. But in the future, for example, if I have to spend time in the hospital, 2 or 3 days in the hospital, and then I'm out, you know, you guys are almost charged with keeping me out to a certain extent. Is that true? Is my understanding of the way this works correct or no?
Yes, I think the future does hold that. We're not there yet. I think our system has not adapted as fast as we would like it to be honest with you. I think we're doing a great job with our quality measures, and we would like to be awarded for that. But the future is that you'll have, say, a group payment, some type of payment where you get paid for certain problems in your community, and the reward will be to actually keep people out of the hospital. And when patients are admitted, the money that you were paid in advance is then taken away because you'll have to use that to care for those patients. So it's a completely different model than what we're used to, where before it was fee for service. You get sick, you go in the hospital, you get payment. But it's going to be quite the opposite, actually.
But let's say you get the patient that, and I'm wondering how fair this is, because, you know, you get the patient. I mean, doctors and lawyers, if everybody did what we told them to do, I mean, we're selling shoes. I mean, let's face it, you know. But you get the patient, you tell them, you know, don't eat that stuff. Don't drink that stuff if you're a type 2 diabetic. Get some exercise. They just get away from me, you know. I mean, is that factored into the equation where you get the patient who's just not going to cooperate with you, you know? Is it fair to penalize you for my failure to take responsibility for my own health, is what I'm asking.
Well, the question is it fair? It probably isn't fair.
No.
But at the same time, there are patients in our community, and we have to find a way to impress upon them the need to do what you're describing, which is to take better care of themselves in whatever manner that takes. So for example, you should get rewarded if you go and join an exercise club, or if you buy healthy food and spend money at a market that only sells organic food, for example. There's all different models out there that are being tried out to encourage people to live a healthier lifestyle. And that's the future. We have to figure that out. We have to take care of that patient. We're not going to abandon that patient. No. But it's a system that we have to, again, evolve over time to figure out ways to take care of our most challenging patients, because ultimately they're going to cost us the most amount of money because they'll continue to utilize our emergency room and our hospital.
Okay. Well, look, thanks. We're going to take yet another break, and then we'll come back, and I think we may have some calls.
Okay. Thank you. Know
how! When your lawnmower battery dies, it can leave your yard looking like a jungle, and you wondering where things are, like your rake, your clippers, and your garden gnome.
Over here!
So stop by NAPA for a lawn and garden battery as low as $21.99 with exchange. Just $21.99 to get back on your mower and get your lawn back to normal. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores, offer expires 4/30/15.
Don't you hate it when you can't find your credit card? You know it's somewhere, but you just can't put your finger on it. And what if it gets into the wrong hands? Well, don't worry. Now with Freeze It from Discover, you can turn your account off from your smartphone or online. It prevents anyone from making new purchases on your account. Then when you find it again, simply turn your account back on in seconds. It's just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Discover is the only major credit card issuer with Freeze It on mobile and online. Learn more at discover.com/security. Limitations apply.
It's time to turn your yard into everything you ever imagined with Sonexit Landscape Services and Supply in Woodstock. Sonexit Landscape is open for the season. You'll find the best prices, selection, service, and knowledgeable staff. They carry Valley Green professional turf care products, quality grass seeds, lime, and garden fertilizers for the do-it-yourselfer. But they also install and repair lawns, too. You'll find bulk landscape products, including decorative stone, concrete, mason sand, screen topsoil, stone dust, and a wide variety of bark mulches. And let's not forget about their hardscape products. They have a huge selection of retaining wall systems, pavers, blocks, and fire pit kits from Keystone, Cambridge, and Bellegarde. Sonexit Landscape offers helpful advice for the weekend warrior, or they can install it for you. Stop in today at Sonexit Landscape Services and Supply, corner of 171 and Sonexit Road in Woodstock. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 5, Saturday 8 to 3, and Sunday 9 to 1, with delivery Monday through Saturday.
Delicious is waiting at J.D. Cooper's, and so are the specials. Try their Monday 10 for 10 featuring 10 entrees for $10.95. Every Tuesday, buy one entree and get the second for half price. Wednesday is Italian night. Thursday is Mexican. Try their Sunday three-course meals for just $14.95. How about shareable sides and their not-so-hungry entrees for less? Cooper's has awesome burgers and a terrific children's menu, too. Delicious is waiting at J.D. Cooper's, Park Road in Putnam.
Are you ready to relay? Save the date. Relay for Life of Northeastern Connecticut is Saturday and Sunday, May 16th and 17th at the Woodstock Fairgrounds. It all starts at 11 a.m., rain or shine. This amazing 24-hour event is dedicated to the fight for every life threatened by every cancer in every community. Help us raise funds, friends, and awareness. Gather your friends and neighbors and get ready to relay May 16th and 17th at the Woodstock Fairgrounds.
And we're back on the WYNY Talk Show with Bob Smanek, President and CEO of Day Kimball Hospital, and Dr. John Graham. And it looks like we have a call, so let's go there and see what's going on. Good morning. You are on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have to say that I have learned quite a lot already this morning about how the inside workings of a business part of the hospital. I did not realize that the hospital, I did not even realize that the hospital got state money.
Oh, yes, they
or
do.
I only thought that they got money from insurance companies. And I'd like to find out, what is the difference between a non-profit hospital and the profit hospitals? But I have been very concerned since the hospital bought out so many of the doctors' practices in this area. But I understand more about why now. And that's a good thing. I'm sure I'm not the only one that has been wondering why that happened. Apparently, from what the way I understand it, the government, federal and state, have gotten very much involved in the decisions that the hospitals have to make in their business sense of the hospital program. question. I'd like to hear a little bit more about that, if possible.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am, and we'll get to the... Well, stay there. First of all, are nonprofits affected the same way as for-profit by all these changes going on? Do you know the answer to that, Bob? First of all, is Day Kimball nonprofit or for-profit?
Day Kimball is nonprofit, has always been nonprofit.
All right.
The basic difference between the two directly is whether one has to pay property tax or not. A nonprofit does not have to pay property tax. Both organizations need to generate enough revenue to cover their expenses. In the profit world, the ultimate accountability is to shareholders. In the nonprofit world, our ultimate accountability is to our local community board. From a legal and standpoint, that's the difference. I'd like to comment to the caller on the state involvement. She's correct. We receive a significant funding from both the state and federal government, as that is the source of insurance. That is the source of payment for a large number of our residents. Over 20% of the patient care provided at Day Kimball is covering individuals who are requiring state aid, Medicaid, Husky program. And the state gets to set the fee. As we mentioned earlier, these cuts that are happening, the state pays us roughly just under 70% of our true cost. So in a sense, we're losing 30 cents on every patient, every dollar that we're providing care. And then that has to be picked up by the private insurance companies in something that's referred to in our industry as a hidden tax to them. So we're very dependent. Our pediatric program is almost 50% Medicaid patients are state funded, and our OB program is 40%. The other item I guess I'd like to address is the purchase of physician practices. You know, when stated that way, it sounds like the hospital went and strong-armed the doctors to sell out to us. That was not the case at all. They came to us and sought employment. We, of course, offered, as Dr. Graham mentioned, that option, quite frankly, so that they would not have to seek the option of employment outside of our region. We are stronger together than we are apart, and that's been a theme throughout the years for us.
And that's something I hadn't thought of, Bob, that the hospital's willingness to join forces with local physicians does two things. First of all, keeps doctors with whom the community is familiar with in the region and may even operate to attract new doctors, right?
Absolutely. I think that is the guiding principle. And in fact, as I look around the region, I think most of the physicians that are new to the area are here because of the relationship between our doctors and Day Kimball. New physicians are looking for environments that are larger, that are a part of larger hospital physician systems or large physician groups. They no longer are interested in coming to very small independent practices.
Okay, and finally, all the changes, just to sum up a lot of things, is that these changes that are being proposed out there are going to hit hospitals in poorer areas like we're in harder than the ones in more affluent
and more
populated places.
I think that the service that has risen to the surface right now, most concern is our maternity services. In a nearby community, my understanding is there are no practicing obstetricians in the Willimantic area at this point as they left. Here, the only practicing obstetricians in Northeast Connecticut are there because they are employed by Day Kimball. If we can't afford to continue them, it is a service that will be at risk. And it is a service that has been well received, over 600 deliveries a year. We have wonderful clinicians. It would be a horrible loss to the region if that's our outcome.
That's half the population, Dr. Graham.
I'd just like to add that, yes, we are challenged because of the economic conditions in Northeast Connecticut. We're the poorest county in Connecticut, and we are very dedicated to our Medicaid population. And that has been true for the entire time the medical group has been in existence, and even prior to the merger of many of these groups. And we want to continue to provide those services into the future. So we're quite frankly, very much praised across the state because we do that for our patients. And that's not common in many communities, especially when it comes to medical groups.
And that's shocking that there's no practicing OBGYN in Willie. I mean, come on. That's crazy. Look, we got to take a break. My callers, please be patient. We're going to try to get to as many of you as we can. We will be right back.
Wearing your indoor eyeglasses in the glare of the sun?
Honey, the stop sign!
Next time, experience Xperio UV, superior polarized sunglasses, and experience the difference. They eliminate 100% of blinding reflective glare and offer ESPF 50+, the maximum UV protection available. Ask your eye care professional about Xperio UV, superior polarized sun lenses, in your prescription. For the best vision under the sun.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
High drive to right field, and it's gone! A two-run homer, David Ortiz. Way back by the auxiliary scoreboard, and this is gone! Napoli goes deep.
Ball left field, this one may go high, high, and go!
The Boston Red Sox host the New York Yankees. You can hear all three games this weekend starting Friday night at 7, Saturday at 1:20, and again on Sunday night with a 7:55 start time on WINY 1350 AM. The Red Sox are brought to you by JT's Appliance Sales and Service, Girardi Insurance Services, Foskett Equipment, The Burns Agency, and Christopher Heights Assisted Living.
The members of the Killingley Business Association are joining together and urging you to shop at and support locally owned business. Local merchants live and work in our community, and they give back, which makes this a better community for all to enjoy. Participating members include
Archambault Insurance Associates, Bill's Bedding and Furniture Showroom, Charlene's Portrait Studio, Danielson Adventure Sports, Easy Does It Lawn Care, Friendly Spirits, George's Galley, and Joseph's Jewelers.
We're the Killingley Business Association. Be sure to like us on Facebook.
You asked for it, and Northeast Transit brings it right to your door. The Dial-A-Ride service for elderly and disabled residents. If you are age 60 or older, or you are disabled and live in Brooklyn, Eastford, Killingley, Plainfield, Putnam, Pomfret, Thompson, Woodstock, or Canterbury, then this service is available to you. Still, just a buck a ride or get 15 rides for $10. This is a door-to-door service, so if you need to go to the doctor, grocery shopping, or just visit a friend, call the Northeast Transit Bus at 860-774-3902.
Your most accurate local weather forecast is brought to you by the Shopper's Guide and Turnpike Buyer. Mailing weekly to just over 40,000 households in the Quiet Corner and everywhere online at shopperturnpike.com.
Forecast for northeastern Connecticut, sunny skies for today, high temperatures around 70, partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-40s, partly sunny tomorrow, 60 to 65, scattered showers on Friday, 55 to 60, and on Saturday, partly sunny, temperatures 60 to 65, mostly sunny Sunday, 65 to 70. This is WINY meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
Thank you, William. The temperature at Broadcast House is getting up there, a sunny 64 degrees. And we're back with Bob Smanek and Dr. John Graham, both from Day Kimball Hospital. I have callers waiting. Thank you for your patience, but because you're lined up and we've only got 15 minutes left, kindly get to your questions quick this morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Good. I just want to ask the fellas, in 2008 you separated the physicians from the hospital. And it seems like they're making money and you guys are losing money. And it seems to me that you can move monies from one enterprise to the other. So what's the story with the why did you separate the physicians?
This is Bob Smanek. I'll be happy to take that question.
Thanks, Jack.
The way that we are paid, we actually were penalized for physicians who were working directly for the hospital. And it was the advice of one of the key program leaders at the state for DSS who said needed to get those physicians out from under the hospital billing system and set them up independently. The second piece is actually, as you look at the need to subsidize work, there's a significant amount that the institution is using to cover the cost of the physician group. So the money's really, in these current days, more in that direction.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Bob, I just have one question, and that is, what specifically do your guests want us to talk with our legislators about? Because they're readily accessible. You meet them in social and business situations. What do they want us to talk about?
Okay, Charlie, thanks. I got to move on because, okay, you know, I got people waiting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll be happy to. First of all, I thank them for the work that Appropriations done. Our first ask was to have our legislators take responsibility for the budget. Let's not let the governor's budget go through unchanged. So I think we're seeing clear evidence of that. The second is, quite honestly, we cannot absorb additional cuts than what we had from the previous 2 years. So with what Appropriations recommended and removing the rate reduction in Medicaid is significant help, but we need to get that community hospital funding back in the system. That $1.3 million to us and other community hospitals across the state is vital.
Okay. And our legislators, I take it, locally have been receptive to your arguments.
Yes. We had, through the chamber and the work of Betty Cujai, we had a meeting early in the season and then followed up with a meeting at the hospital, and they have, in a sense, pledged to take responsibility for this budget, which I think is a great step forward.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello? Hello? Going once? Going twice? No. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello? Hello? No, the phone's on. I mean, I hit all the right buttons. It's not my fault this time. So, okay. Well, you know, if I lost calls for some reason or what, please feel free to call back and ask your questions of our representatives here today. All right. So, let's do this. That kind of caught me off guard because I was on all prepared for two more calls. I'm going to take another break and then we'll come back. We'll all get our breath.
The doctor will see you now and your family. Hi, this is Abby Nangle, a nurse practitioner at Generations Family Health Center's Danielson office. We provide a full range of medical services for all ages and can provide you with health education services to assist you at our agency or within the community. Underinsured or without insurance? Have private insurance plan? Generations can help with a team that ensures quality, affordable, accessible, and compassionate services to all patients. Generations accepts many private insurance plans, Medicaid and Husky, has a sliding fee scale, and can help you apply for Husky, ACA, or other insurance options. At Generations Family Health Center, you will find the health care you need with none of the hassles. Find more information at genhealth.org or call today, 860-774-7501. New patients of all ages are welcome. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Generations Family Health Center, Willimantic, Putnam, Norwich, Danielson. One call, one mission, accessible health care for all ages.
The 10th annual Jog with Judy 5K Road Race and Walk is coming to the American Legion Hall on Roseland Park Road in Woodstock this Saturday, May 2nd. Registration opens at 8 a.m. and the 5K 3.1 mile professionally timed race and walk starts at 10 a.m. You can register right now at iamathlete.com. That's iamathlete.com. All proceeds benefit programs for the children in the Woodstock Public Schools in memory of Judith Nyland. Don't miss Jog with Judy this Saturday in Woodstock.
Electronic surveillance by C. Goodrich Alarm Company is an intruder's worst nightmare. Protect your home, your belongings, and most importantly, your loved ones with state-of-the-art burglar and fire alarm systems from C. Goodrich Alarm Company, a leader in electronic alarm systems. All equipment is monitored locally 24 hours a day. For peace of mind, it's C. Goodrich Alarm Company. Call 928-6240 or 1-800-842-2906.
And we're back with Dr. John Graham and Bob Smanek from Day Kimball Hospital. And we have a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm good. I want to say good morning to your guests, Mr. Smanek and Dr. Graham. I just want to say quickly, I was listening to make sure that the legislative piece got talked about. But one thing is very, very important. I'm just going to make a statement. I mean, the hospital leaders in the politicians can get together, and that's a good thing. But what really, really matters is voters matter. And the organization I used to belong to, Bob, we're putting maximum pressure on the people that we supported in the past to do what's right towards the hospitals. And you know, and if they don't, we'll run somebody against them. But what I want to say to everybody listening to the voters is call your legislature. Call them. And if the hospital means anything to you, and it means a whole lot to me, is you have to be very, very frank with them and say, listen, we really need to protect this hospital, and if you don't, I can't vote for you. And you have to be that frank. I just want to get that out there.
Thank you, David. Yes. That's a very, very good point.
Yeah. Well, I've always operated that way. And I want to say a special hello to Dr. Graham. He was my doctor, and now I guess he's at the hospital. And how you doing, Doc?
I'm doing great. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. I'll take that as an endorsement,
All right.
Dave.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right.
Spot on. I just to echo the caller's comment, the state budget is a political process. It's time from time to time where we really have to rise up and voice our concerns. And look, you know, John and I don't like having to come with a message of such concern as uncomfortable as it is, but we need to make sure that everyone in Northeast Connecticut's aware that this is serious and we need your voice.
Thank you. Yes, John.
Just one other quick thing, Bob. I think this is a organization, a healthcare system that people in Northeast Connecticut should be proud of. We're a high quality, we're a low cost healthcare system. We have accolades that go not only through our state, but nationally. And I'll just add one we recently achieved. They came up with a new scoring system nationally, a 5-star scoring system, and we were rated 4 stars out of 5, and we are one of only 4 hospitals in the state of Connecticut, and there isn't a 5-star hospital in Connecticut. And this talks and speaks to the fact that we do a great job, our physicians do a great job, our nurses do a great job, and our people deserve this, and we should be proud of what we do.
And I can just tell you that my experience and my family's experience with your institution has been overwhelmingly positive. But let's go to a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. My question is, why do we have doctors that have specialties but no way of getting the treatment?
Could you be more specific?
Certainly. We have endocrinologists that come in from, I think, Southbridge or that area, but we have no way of getting dialysis around here.
Do you want to speak to that, John?
Sure. I think it's simply supply and demand. The need in a community like ours for a specialist or a specialty service is not a high enough demand. So unfortunately for us, a lot of this real highly specialized care either has to be brought in from the outside because you cannot support it one endocrinologist in our community, unfortunately. So you do have to bring that in. And the same goes for our dialysis. You have to have a larger size community to support that type of service. And so they center those in areas that have a more concentrated population.
But I understand that sometimes some people get ill after the service. And to drive 50 miles sick is just thoughtless. I mean, one room is all you need for it.
I agree, but the economics of today's healthcare world doesn't allow us to do that, and that's the harsh reality that we do an outstanding job with primary care, but when you look for this type of specialty service, unfortunately, the system doesn't allow us financially to provide that.
Good question. Thank you, ma'am. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Bob. It's Linda Colangelo calling.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, and a very good morning to Bob Smanek and Dr. Graham. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add my voice to the chorus of others to the call for action in support of Day Kimball. I'll make this quick. My family has experienced the Day Kimball brand of care from birth through death. Most recently with a hospital admission last night, very late for my mother. The experience was...
I hope she's all right.
Thank you. She's improving. But the point of it is that from the moment, even before we arrived at Day Kimball, it was a direct admission. We were met with the utmost care, skill, courtesy. Her very caring doctor, Dr. Joseph Bauta, physically wheeled her up to her room And through the entire process, through the evening, we knew virtually every person who rendered care to her. And I cannot express enough the difference that makes in the recovery, in the recuperation, in the care of a patient to have known neighbors, you know, neighbors caring for neighbors. And that is another thing that separates the Day Kimball brand of care from anything else we would ever hope to experience in Northeastern Connecticut. So as a patient, as a caregiver, as a community partner with Day Kimball as well, I cannot implore enough for individuals to take up the call to action, but for community partners, for business owners as well, Day Kimball Healthcare keeps us all working in Northeastern Connecticut on so many different levels. So just wanted to add my voice of support to it and implore others to do the same.
Hey, Linda, I want to have you on in the not-too-distant future so we can talk about some... they talked about keeping people out of the hospital. Let's get on the air and talk about that.
Well, as Bob and John have said, you know, the shift in healthcare is to that wellness model, which is obviously the public health system, and we are so blessed to have Day Kimball as a public health system partner, a founding member of the HealthQuest organization that endeavors, you know, every day to make Northeastern Connecticut a healthier place to live, work, learn, and play. So it's about partnerships. It's about all of us helping to keep each other afloat, and those conversations absolutely must continue.
Linda, thanks a bunch. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
We're running into the top of the hour. First of all, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming, and I hope you'll consider coming back as this process goes forward. One thing we weren't able to touch upon that much, Bob, is Day Kimball is also a very big employer in this area. And could you, and we've got less than a minute yet,
sure,
but could you briefly explain,
sure,
the impact all of this is having on your workforce?
Sure. First of all, the workforce has been terrific, and the sacrifices and the effort they put forward and the focus on quality, I want to tip my hat to them. I couldn't be prouder of that outcome. The studies that are done show that Day Kimball produces the equivalent of $230 million of economic benefit to Northeast Connecticut. How can that be? We have 1,400 employees, and remember that they are from physicians all the way down to individuals coming out of high school. There's a lot of highly technical, specialized positions that carry professional incomes. Those folks live in our community.
Sorry, I got to stop you there, Bob. I'm sorry. This is 1350 WYNY in Putnam. I gave you guys every second I could. Talk.